This is Dr. Dave dictating progress note on Larry Anderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Larry. His date of birth is July 26, 1959. Patient comes here for evaluation today. New paragraph. This 64-year-old male was diagnosed to have renal cell carcinoma after a left paraaortic lymph node biopsy on December 27, 2023. The path came back as metastatic clear cell renal cell carcinoma, and CT scan earlier had shown significant lymph nodes in para-aortic area. The tumor itself was 8.4 centimeter in size. Since then, patient has been in and out of the hospital for different reasons. Initially, on January 3rd, he was admitted with heart failure and non-ST MI. The patient also had elevated creatinine requiring dialysis. Now he is on hemodialysis Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on account of stage 5 chronic kidney disease. The patient also has history of bleeding, and usually it is GI, requiring blood transfusions on several occasions in last 4 months. His last hospitalization was about a month ago at Medical City Denton, where he was admitted with GI bleed following a biopsy and required several units of blood. The biopsy of the gastric mucosa, however, did show that it had metastatic renal cell carcinoma. So now his kidney cancer, which is clear cell renal cell carcinoma, is at stage 4. He is now here for further advice. Patient also has chronic thrombocytopenia since 2018. His platelet count usually is around 70 to 80,000. Patient has been chronically anemic. His hemoglobin hovers or stays around 8. A patient has significant debility, and he requires a walker. New paragraph. Today, he is here. His height is 6'1". He weighs 195 pounds. That would be 89 kg. His body surface area is 2.1 meter square. On physical examination, he is well built, male. Eyes ENT showed paler, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowels are active, extremities minimal edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, renal cell carcinoma with a tumor size at least more than 8.4 centimeter in left kidney, multiple lymph nodes in para-aortic area, and now metastasis in the stomach mucosa. Diagnosis 2, thrombocytopenia. Diagnosis 3, chronic anemia, diagnosis for chronic kidney disease requiring hemodialysis. Patient is scheduled to have a shunt placed for this. Dr. Cruz has been consulted. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll discuss the case with Dr. Cruz and see if we can get the shunt going. We probably will wait for a week or two before we start chemotherapy. I discuss with the patient and the family, since he falls into an unfavorable prognostic classification. I plan to start with immunotherapy with EP and Nivo. After first cycle, if he is able to tolerate, we'll give three more cycles. If not, we'll just go to Nivo single agent. Side effects were discussed at detail with the patient. Initially, I was inclining towards Cabo-Nivo, but because of his multiple medical issues, Cabo will be difficult to give him. For similar reason, Axitinib also will be difficult, so I decided Ipi-Nivo. So all the side effects were discussed with the patient, his mother and sister, including immune-related toxicity such as colitis, hepatitis, pneumonitis, and sometimes it leading to death. Patient and family seems to understand it well. They would like to have the shunt placed before we proceed, so we'll try to talk to Dr. Cruz and see when he can do that. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation, a follow-up consultation on Henderson-Leary, copy of this medicine to VA Medical Clinic. Thank you.